Welcome to another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. Donna is always glad to hear from her listeners. Our email address is swmradio@yahoo.com, or you may write Sure Word Ministries at Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Now here's Donna.
I'm so thankful you tuned in to the program today. I want to extend a welcome greeting to my new listeners out in Scranton, Pennsylvania, listening on WITK, and to my new listeners out in Tupelo, Mississippi, out at WCPC. Welcome, and God bless you. I pray these programs will be a blessing in your area. Hallelujah. I want to give you just a little bit of my background before I continue with the message that I actually want to get into on today's radio program. Before I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, I was an alcoholic, a drug user, a fornicator. I was basically a demon-possessed heathen. Hallelujah, and many of you can relate to what I'm saying. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I spent most of my time hanging out in bars and running around with other demon-possessed people. A lot of my friends were pimps and prostitutes, just to give you an idea of where I came from. I remember I used to tell people how much I enjoyed my life and, you know, how happy I was and all this great big facade thing that I would put on. I wasn't happy at all. I was probably the most miserable person on the face of the earth. You see, so many of us are like that. We say things with our mouth that really doesn't relate to who we are. We portray ourselves as something we're not. You know what that's called? That's called hypocrisy. And we do all these stupid things, putting on all of this crazy facade, trying to make ourselves look like something we're not. When we do that, dear friend, we're only fooling ourselves. My. You know, I had to learn a lot of things the hard way when I was growing up. I was a person who would not receive advice or counsel from anybody because I thought I knew it all. You know what that's called? That's called pride and arrogancy. You see, I could have saved myself a lot of hardship if I would have listened to those who tried to speak into my life. But would I do that? No. Some of you listening to me today, you're in that same place that I was. You think you know it all. You think you have it all together. You won't listen to anybody. You continually choose to go your own way and do your own thing. And I'm telling you, that is so stupid to do that. You're going to get hurt by living your life that way. And you're going to end up reaping what you have sown. And that, my friend, is not a good thing. I know because I've been there and I've done that. And I regret living my life the way that I lived it. I got into a lot of trouble and I put myself into some really terrible situations that caused me a lot of pain for a lot of years. You see, I made a lot of wrong decisions because I thought I knew it all and nobody could tell me what to do or how to live my life or suggest anything, God forbid. That was just outright stupidity on my part. I finally got things right in August of 1978 when a coworker of mine asked me to go to church with her. And, you know, I really have no clue why I said yes when she asked if I would go to church with her on that particular Sunday morning. It had to be a God thing, because I know it wasn't a Donna thing, because I wasn't a churchgoer at that time, and I thought Christians were whacked out, flaky, weird people who basically were useless to all society. But I'm here to tell you today that God's ways are so much higher than our ways. Could you say that with me? God's ways are so much higher than our ways. You know, even though I was a huge sinner, a demon-possessed person who was living a life filled with sin, do you realize that that God that I did not yet know loved me enough to draw me unto himself? My God, by the power of his Holy Spirit. He's doing that to some of you right now as you're listening. And as I sat in that church that Sunday morning with my co-worker who had enough guts to ask me to come to that church service, I prayed that sinner's prayer and I gave my life to Jesus that Sunday morning. I didn't really understand the fullness of what I had done, but God began to put the puzzle pieces together for me. And as I prayed and now I lay me down to sleep type prayer in my bed a couple of weeks after asking Jesus into my heart and life, God confirmed my salvation experience with His peace. A peace that passes all understanding. I don't even know how to explain it to you because it was something supernatural that transpired that night as I sat up in my bed. I didn't know what was happening at the moment. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. I'd never felt such peace. It was just God letting me know that I was in fact truly saved, truly born again, and as a result of that night, my life has never been the same. I didn't seek after this experience either. You know, a lot of people are doing that today. They're seeking after experiences and ending up with some demonic encounters. Well, I wasn't seeking an experience. I was just praying a now I lay me down to sleep type prayer. That's all I was doing. And Jesus came. Woo, hallelujah. And He responded to that prayer. My life has never been the same. God delivered me from drugs. He delivered me from a life of fornication and sin. He delivered me from alcoholism. And the list could go on and on and on and on and on. All as a result of my surrendering totally to Him. Yes, I've had moments when I've failed, but I always came back. Woo, my God. I always came back to the foot of the cross and received forgiveness of all my sin. And I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is faithful to His promises. When you ask Him to forgive you, when you repent of your sins, He comes. Hallelujah. He forgives. He cleanses us. He picks us up and He puts us back on our feet. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there is no true life without knowing Jesus Christ. And dear friend, it doesn't matter what you're going through today. It doesn't matter what you're involved in. You can be the world's greatest sinner like the Apostle Paul said he was and like I just told you I was. But I'm telling you, God has a plan for your life. If you're willing to learn to come to the foot of the cross and submit your life to Jesus and receive forgiveness from all your sin. You know, I get so aggravated at people who've given their lives to Jesus, those who've prayed the so-called sinner's prayer, but they don't follow through with that total surrender aspect of giving their lives to Jesus. They receive Him as their Savior, which is all well and good, but they don't make Him Lord of their lives. You see, they let Jesus be Lord of only a few rooms in their house, so to speak, but they don't allow Him to be Lord of the whole house. And this is where we fail. This is where we miss it. When we give our lives to Jesus Christ, He comes in. Hallelujah. Our bodies become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And once the Holy Spirit of Almighty God resides within us, the Holy Spirit begins to do a supernatural work on the inside of us as we yield ourselves to Him. This yielding must be a continual yielding of ourselves to God. If we continue to live our lives the same way we lived our lives prior to giving our lives to Jesus Christ, that just shows that we have not made that full surrender to Jesus. And as long as we continue to feed the flesh, feed the old man, or we could say live according to the old ways, we will never walk in newness of life the way God intends for us to walk. If we continue to live in sin after receiving the Lord and continue to desire the world, come on somebody, and the things of the world, something is desperately wrong. It just shows that we have not fully submitted ourselves to Jesus. Because when a person really surrenders their all to Jesus and really lays hold of that salvation experience that comes by faith alone, change and transformation are a result of a true born-again experience. If you've truly given your life to Jesus, you will not continue to live in sin. You will have a desire within you to be totally free from that stinking sin. And I'm telling you, dear friend, it's the Holy Spirit that puts that desire in you. You see, God is holy. Could you say that with me? God is holy. And when we receive Him into our hearts and lives, He begins to show us our need to be holy. We can't continue to live a sinful lifestyle. If we do, we're only going to be miserable because the Holy Spirit now resides on the inside of us. You see, prior to salvation, we are slaves to sin. We are slaves to Satan and his power. We're like his puppets on a string. Can I tell you what Satan's plan for us is? It's eternal damnation. Oh, what a happy thought. There are millions of people in Satan's clutches today. People who are bound by drugs, bound by sin of every kind. People just like I was. I was bound by sin, bound by the lies of the enemy, when all the time God had already made a way for my escape. He sent his son Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for all my sin and all of your sin. He bore our sin on the cross at Calvary. He took our place. My God in heaven, who else would have done that for us? And through the blood that he shed on that cross, we can receive forgiveness of sin, freedom from lustful desires and pleasures. We can receive salvation by faith through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Some of you listening to me today, you've been one of those who have prayed the sinner's prayer, but you've never truly surrendered your life to Jesus. You've never made him Lord of all the rooms in your house. Some of you listening to me today, you're addicted to drugs, and you feel that there's no way out for you. Well, that's a lie from the pit of hell. You've believed a lie. Can't you see that? God will set you free, just like he set me free, if you will only surrender yourself to him. Some of you are addicted to alcohol. You need to admit that addiction. And then you need to realize that you do not have to live your life addicted to that alcohol. God wants to deliver you from your bondage. Why don't you accept that liberty? It's yours. It's got your name on it, for heaven's sake. All you have to do is receive it, take it by faith, and surrender yourself to God. He will do the rest. Some of you are addicted to pornography, and you call yourself a Christian. Come on, you're backslidden, friend. You're playing games with yourself, and you're playing games with God. Do you want to destroy yourself? Do you want to destroy your family? Is that what you want? If so, just keep on doing what you're doing, because it's surely going to happen that way. But if you don't want to destroy yourself, and you don't want to destroy your family, you'll stop it. You'll get help. You'll do whatever you need to do to get free from that pornographic addiction. It's not worth losing your wife and your kids over that thing. Come on, cry out to God and make things right. Some of you don't even read your Bible anymore. Maybe once a year, maybe once a month. Your prayer life, dear friend, is the pits. And you wonder why your life is a mess. You wonder why you're not receiving the blessings of the Lord. Come on, you're drifting away from God. It's time to get back to God before it's too late. You see, we must, as Christians, get rooted and grounded in God and his word. Hard times are coming. Disasters are going to come. And Christians, we need to be able to help those who cannot help themselves. When all these things begin to take place, it's time to wake up and be about the Father's business. It's time to reach out to others who don't yet know Jesus. It's time to share the gospel with them and lead them into the kingdom of God before it's too late. My, I'm going to pray right now. God, I ask you to forgive us of all of our sins. I ask you to save those who need salvation today, those listening to me right now. Convict them of their sin. I pray that they will surrender all to you right now in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are addicted to drugs, alcohol, sex, and all kinds of perversions. My God in heaven, deliver them. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Cause them to surrender all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. I pray you've enjoyed the broadcast today. May the Lord bless you, cause you to be a blessing. May he transform you from the inside out and cause your life to be a life worth living. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to another Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. To learn more about Sure Word Ministries, visit our website at surewordministries.net. You may email Donna at swmradio@yahoo.com or write her at Sure Word Ministries, Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Join us again at this same time for another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski.